Chris and Cosby.
Talking about the Red Angels of NY City.
On the air, on the app.
Curtis Cosby.
Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
And you know, Rita Cosby, that is what motivates Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO, the big honcho of Amazon, and obviously it's extended his grip into other companies, the Washington Post, etc. But every year, he oversees what they call Prime Day.
And you know what? You would have thought like it's like the free ticket to heaven, because if you go anywhere online, all over social media, everywhere else, it's like X minutes to Prime Day. Did you know right now it is 21 minutes to Prime Day because it launches at 3 p.m. Eastern time?
And each and every year when Amazon has had Prime Day, they're trying to wipe out a particular retail sector of competitors by offering prices that are beneath the actual price that they had to pay for a product. So they undercut their competition. They'll take a humongous loss. I consider it an unfair business practice. And they just wipe out the mom and pop shops, wipe out the mid-level competitors. And the whole idea is that Amazon and Jeff Bezos will rule the world.
Yeah.
And I know that there are a lot of people out there today who are going to be participating in this, because now they're going after supermarkets and grocery stores.
Yep, they're partnering with Whole Foods on Amazon Prime Day and a number of other places. And like you said, they're undercutting it. So they're saying, okay, for next to nothing, they pull you in. So then you just never have to leave your house ever if you can live with Amazon Prime.
This is like a drug trap. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. Don't fall into this.
Don't succumb to Amazon Prime.
There will be businesses that will end up going under as a result of this, the overreach. It's really a monopoly. What Amazon has become is a monopoly. And the Trump administration, I know they have a bias against Jeff Bezos. I don't care about that. But they got to start smashing up these monopolies as they just eat up all the competition.
And I want to hear from our listeners, too, because you have small businesses and others where people are suddenly now going online and going to like an Amazon Prime, and it really is affecting your business. I have a couple friends with some small businesses who were talking about this Amazon Prime, and they were fearing this day for that reason. It's 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222.
And on this day, Jeff Bezos makes no bones about it. He says, I want you peeps to realize how much stuff in your kitchen you don't need to schlep to the store to buy any longer, because we're going to deliver it lock, stock, and barrel. So forget, you know, the old bow hacks. Forget the Gristides. Forget what used to be AMP, the Great American Tea Company. Forget all of those outlets. I want you shopping only at one venue, and that's Amazon. And guess what? I don't even want you coming through the door.
Right, I want you sitting at home.
I don't want you coming to a brick and mortar store, if at all possible. I want you to sit at your house, and whether we are going to end up sending drones or deliveries or whatever it takes, I want to wipe out my competition, and I want to offer you a price that's under, that's right, under the wholesale price. So I'm losing a lot of money just to be able to destroy my competition. And
you know,
I'm saying to myself, this is so un-American.
It is. And you know what's going to be interesting?
How
is it going to affect also, Curtis, like some of these bigger ones too? I mean, I think of like a Costco and a BJ's Warehouse, because they're undercutting them. I was at Costco, by the way, over the weekend, and I bought definitely more things than my apartment can fit, because when you go to Costco, everything, as you know, is super sized. And I'm walking down the aisles, and people were talking about this Amazon, and even some of the managers said, oh, you know, we're yapping. And how is it going to affect those guys who already have pretty much rock bottom prices?
Well, let's open up our phone lines on that. 1-800-848-WABC. How many of you are co-conspirators with Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and you want to destroy all retail as we know it now? 1-800-848-9222. Now, I gave a very simple set of instructions to our producer and our board operator, newly in the position, having replaced Justin B. Love. Brian Mongalooch.
Brian Mongalooch, our newly married Brian Mongalooch.
I give him $20 and I tell him, I want you to get me a toy gun. Do you know any place you can go where you live? Because, right. you know, he lives on York Avenue. He lives in a penthouse.
But he doesn't pay anything.
Right. The blind trust
because
of his wife
she
now.
Takes care. Right. Deanna takes
She's
care of everything.
I said, can you do that for me? Because I'm going to be in Denver this weekend. He said, no problem. So he goes to one store, they don't have a toy gun.
Right.
Goes to a second store, and they ask him, what do you want the toy gun for?
You didn't have to bail him out of prison or anything like that.
Right away, he falls like a cheap camera. Instead of explaining it, you know, I work with Curtis Sliwa. He does this series.
Then they'd never sell it to him.
He does a series of videos. In fact, you could have guided them to the Curtis and Cosby page. Every day, I put up a 60-second video, and he needs this toy pistol.
He needs it.
In order to do, you know, the props. He needs the props. No, he doesn't explain. So you know what he does?
What does he do?
He orders it on Amazon.
Oh, no. But you know what? He should have waited till today. He would have gotten a better deal on Amazon
Prime. He says
Prime.
It's coming on Wednesday.
But you know the thing is, Brian Mongalooch is typical of a lot of people out there because Amazon does make it so easy. You know, I was looking for dresses the other day. You know, you don't have a lot of time. You're like, okay, what do? Guess what? You get lazy. You go, okay, let me go on Amazon Prime. You order like a whole bunch of them. You do whatever.
No wonder why Lomans went Chapter 11.
I know, which is sad.
Because of a shopper like yourself.
Which is sad. But you know what? We all are guilty of being a little lazy, and it's so easy. They make it so easy.
Jeff Bezos wants to take over the world, and you, ladies and gentlemen, are helping him to do that by constantly ordering on Amazon.
Hey, you are a co-conspirator, my friend. If Brian Mongalooch did it, he did it for you.
A toy pistol.
You are a co-conspirator.
What a Shonda. What a discretion.
Are you ever going to talk to him again?
No.
I may have to mediate.
No.
I may have to mediate.
No, he'll probably end up robbing a bank with that toy pistol.
Anyway, he's going to need to because he's going to need money because Deanna at one point is going to say, hey, where's the money, honey?
Exactly. Let's go to Keith in Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to say I got elected recently to the board of the Massapequa Chamber of Commerce. And as a board member a second time now, I agree with what Curtis is saying about these big box stores because we got a lot of empty storefronts all over Long Island, and if this keeps up, it's going to be Main Street. It's going to become No Street.
And you know what, Keith, that breaks my heart. My mother, by the way, worked at a very small pharmacy. It was a mom-and-pop pharmacy, and then they suddenly had a big pharmacy that came up. I think it was a CVS. It was a couple blocks down, and guess what? It ate it up, and it breaks my heart. So I think you still got to keep these. There's some way we got to keep the mom-and-pops and have the
Keith,
convenience of
when
Amazon.
When all of a sudden Amazon publicly will pay a price for a product, and then undercut the competition by charging you less than they paid for it,
and
which means they take
leave.
A loss.
And Curtis, you don't even leave your home, you know?
That's it's
like, the, you know. Yeah, but the problem, yeah, but the problem is that, Curtis, you're, again, 100% right. But again, they're doing this at the expense of one job versus losing four. Like, when one place goes out, the deli gets affected, the bank gets affected.
Yep.
That's
right.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos, he don't care because he'll say, you don't need no freaking deli.
And guess what?
We'll deliver all your gabagool right to your house.
But you don't talk to
someone. That's what
Brian
would like, right? Your gabagool delivered to your house.
He understands that. But you know what?
Your saprosota.
But we lose the personal nature. And I think of my mom, too. Like, how nice when, you know, my mom worked in a pharmacy. People would come up, you talk to someone. Amazon, it's a computer 24/7. Where is that human
we'll
touch?
We'll deliver your liverwurst right to your door. Anyway, let's go to Ed in Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here on WABC. Eddie.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, how are you guys? Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit biased because I own some stock in Amazon, so I wanted it to go through the roof. But
okay.
My honest opinion is I wouldn't order any kind of food from Amazon. I don't want to come in a cardboard box. I want to do it, especially in this 90-degree heat. But,
No, I have a question, Ed, and I don't know this. Maybe you know.
Every day from Amazon, it's unbelievable.
You
and
see,
about
you see Ed, the problem is you're a hypocrite here. You recognize the danger. You keep feeding the beast, the Amazon beast, by holding on to your stock. And yet you recognize that this is going to lead to our retailer's demise.
But he can't get away from
it.
It's like a beautiful vixen, Ed, that you can't stop away from. You got it. You're still drawn to it.
Absolutely. And it's like medicine. It's like dental care, everything. People want convenience. You walk in, you get what you want. It's a little bit different than Amazon, but you can't stop progress.
Yeah, but you notice he started with just retail products. It's now food. It's next he's going after the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. He wants to control the absolute world.
And
Jeff
by the
Bezos.
Way, Alexa, too, this is so interesting. Alexa, there's also ways, if you go online, Amazon also shows you don't even have to be the one ordering, Curtis. You don't even have to be the one clicking. You could direct Alexa to direct Amazon Prime what you want. So think about that. Think about how far removed we are from even talking to even a computer. You're not even the one clicking. You say, Alexa, could you go on and order this?
Let's go to Jimmy in Rockland County. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here on WABC. Jimmy?
Yeah. Hello, Curtis. Oh, Rita. Curtis, I back you up 100% with your Trump thing. Let me ask, you a question. What, or maybe an answer to a question. What are they going to do with the people that don't have any more jobs? How is a person supposed to get health care, go to college, pay tuition, pay bills? If everything is online, these mom-and-pop stores, they employ people.
So yeah, but you know what, Jimmy? There are a lot of the people dealing with Amazon, they're not in America. You know, a lot of the people that are on the other end, you think they're sitting in it. So you bring up a great point. So many people are losing their jobs at these mom and pop stores, and then they're farming out some of the employment.
What they're doing is, Jeff Bezos and the boys in Silicon Valley, they're promoting this idea of giving everyone a standard wage, even if you do nothing, so that you can exist and subsist as they destroy all the various jobs that are out there by creating these monopolies.
And they're also, a lot of these jobs are being farmed out. It's not necessarily like it's somebody in, in Silicon Valley doing it. So we're losing jobs, it's consolidating, and they're shipping them out.
Let's go to Sandy in Westchester. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Sandy?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, guys. Listen, people better stop that Amazon stuff because, Curtis, you think people are fat now? Wait to see how fat they're going to get sitting home pushing buttons, not having to go at any store. They won't take a shower, nothing.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have to leave.
They'll keep getting fatter, right, Sandy?
They need NJ Diet.
That's right. I just go to the private stores. I don't go to Amazon and none of them people.
Now, Sandy, what do you think of my producer and our board operator, Brian Mongalucci? A simple task he had, just go out and get a toy gun.
He surrendered.
And he immediately bows to Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
I would smack him in his face. No, not really.
Wait, again? Again, that's what Curtis does every morning to him.
Once I get
he wakes up?
No, once I get that toy pistol, I'm gonna pistol whip you right in your face, Brian Mongalucci.
Will you put it on video and then we can run it?
Oh, absolutely. Right, I'll get more hits than I've gotten on any of the other video posts. By the way, you got to see these video posts. That's why I need these
with
props.
With the wigs.
That's right.
I love them.
Every day we post a minute commentary. You just go to Curtis and Cosby, the Facebook page.
That's if they can recognize you in the ones. I love. I want to know, how many wigs do you have?
Well, tonight I will be Trump. The Manchurian candidate.
Oh, wait, are you going to have a Queen of Diamonds with you?
Under the spell of Vladimir Putin.
I can't wait. Oh, everybody, you got to tune in for that. I can't wait to see that.
1-800-848-WABC.